A medical milestone has been reached, and by a Newfoundland researcher. Next week, we'll see the publication of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Stupidity. The editor is a townie, Dr. Gertrude Marchand, and we are pleased to welcome her to the Great Eastern.
Thank you.
Owing to your tireless efforts, the medical establishment has finally recognized stupidity as an illness.
A debilitating illness.
For sure. What was your motivation in beginning this 20-year investigation into stupidity?
I was working the emergency room and seeing lots of injuries that could only be put down to critical gaps in intellectual function. Patients were exhibiting either momentary lapses or long patterns of wrongheadedness. You know, people sticking their hands into moving lawnmower blades or licking electrical sockets.
Yeah.
Then one night a guy was brought in after he had eaten an artificial fire log.
Why did he do that?
He did it, he said, Paul, for something to do.
You don't put it down to boredom, then?
No, Paul. Eating an artificial fire log is stupid.
Yeah, I guess.
I looked into the man's history, complete background, not just medical, and saw there was a pattern. He was well known to the police.
A criminality associated with?
These weren't major crimes. Numerous violations of noise bylaws, a raft of traffic offenses, and an alcohol-related incident where he exposed himself to a crowd at a hockey game.
The noise bylaw violation has always been a dead giveaway, Doctor. There's nothing new there. But alcohol-related and exposing oneself at a hockey game, I hope your work isn't going to stop people from having good, clean fun. Because let's face it, sometimes having fun means getting a little stupid.
I'm not suggesting there is a causal relationship here, but that, well, in the case we're discussing, and many more, clinical stupidity and alcohol are a very dangerous cocktail.
Yes. Distinguish clinical as opposed to, say, everyday stupidity.
Okay. We all do things. This morning, for instance, I picked my espresso machine off the stove with my bare hand. Burnt myself.
Ooh, yes. Nasty, I see.
It was, I could say, a lapse in attention. But truthfully, it does fall under the category of stupidity.
And you a doctor?
We've not found any correlation between education or professional status and what we are defining as stupidity.
So there are stupid lawyers, carpenters, dentists?
Radio people.
Oh, tell me about it. But so much of this book is in medical jargon, scientific mumbo-jumbo. You talk about the reason barrier, the awareness threshold.
Yes.
The Barnsworth Idiocy Index.
Mm-hmm.
How can we bring this to our listeners?
Well, I could show you.
How?
Take a 5-minute stroll in any town in this great nation and you'll see minimum 10 cases.
Okay. Hollis, Engineer Hollis Duff at one of the brighter lights here at the BCN, I should say, Dr. Marchand. Hollis, can we just pick up and take this microphone out of the studio? Unscrew which one? Well, Dr. Marchand, a field trip?
Certainly.
Follow me. Ooh. Oh, you might want to take off your headset there, Doctor.
Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Marchand, just through here.
There's one thing that puzzles me.
Ah, Malt! Should have known it was you.
Ah, Barclay. This is Wing Commander Barclay Regular, hosts Bombs Away, Dr. Gertrude Marchand.
Hello.
What are you doing in the studio?
We were booked to record this interview.
On Tuesday?
It's Wednesday.
It is not.
Yes, it's Wednesday.
Who the devil are you?
It's Dr. Gertrude Marchand, I just told you.
Oh, bloody sawbones. Is that a frog name? Listen, I'd arranged to have the studio on Tuesday.
But we booked it for Wednesday.
For the love of God, Ben! Oh, well, it doesn't matter. My guests haven't shown up.
Commander?
I swear, do you think I've got time to talk to you? I'm to conduct an interview at 1600. Crimey, look at the time. As you were.
Stunning example of belligero idiophasy.
Belligero idiophasy?
It's very common among the English. He's absolutely convinced he's right. Nothing you say will persuade him otherwise.
That's true. Okay, this way, Dr. Marchand.
Hey, Mart. Budge. This one I diagnosed a long time ago.
Guys, you know, if you think about it, Doctor, the building is full of them. It's not contagious, is it?
Not that we know of.
Oops. Mind your P's and Q's here. Now, this guy is BCN's VP of programming. He's got it in for me, I think.
I was just looking for you. Hello, Arthur Ross.
Dr. Gertrude Marchand.
Pleased to meet you. Now, Paul, with the conclusion of focus groups, the programming analysis and audience update yellow paper will soon be out. I think the committee and the consultants have done a remarkable job liaising with all the stakeholders.
Oh, brilliant.
Everybody wants closure here.
I sure do.
So I'll be setting up a new working group. There'll be continued consultation, of course, because we want the process to remain transparent. Think renewal.
Thunk.
Must run. I have another meeting. Nice meeting you, Doctor.
You too.
Carry on.
Bye.
Just tremendous. Excellent work.
Hasta la vista.
So?
It's seen in the upper reaches of management all the time.
Why? Did something happen to them?
No, I think it's rather a matter of natural selection, the kind of person that makes it to management. Hmm. I'll wager he doesn't really cause you much trouble.
Well, I guess not, sir. Although he holds a lot of meetings.
This is the action gap I speak of in my book. Like many managers, he advanced in the organization precisely because he does so little. Well, all appearances are that he's occupied. While seeming to be perfectly competent, he is in fact a complete idiot.
Well, they say he's moving on to television. Shall we?
Sure.
I thought perhaps that we'd go to the Cafe Cartagena for a coffee. We're bound to run into...
Ow!
Sorry, all right?
Jeez, young fella, you almost killed us. What are you doing out on a skateboard this time of year anyway?
Oh, that was a double ding-dong.
Not the move. Oh, forget it.
Is this for television?
This young fella, Dr. Marchand, an idiot, a boob, a cretin, perhaps an imbecile?
No, not necessarily. Come here, son.
Is this for television?
Get over here and let the doctor have a look at you.
Can you close your mouth?
Well, like,
Watch closely, Paul. I see this all the time. He can't breathe through his nose.
I can't do it by.
Must be, what, 13, are you?
Right. I think I'm about 14.
See, this boy isn't stupid, Paul.
No?
He has severe mental impairment owing to extremely swollen sacs. The fluid buildup has blocked many of his normal clear channels and tubes.
What?
Just run along, young fellow, okay? Is there any hope for that lad, Doctor?
Oh, yes, very much so. Now, the coffee shop is...
This way.
Okay. Excuse me.
Not at all.
No, my mistake.
It's clumsy of me, just to say.
Oh, after you.
No, please, after you.
Oh, no.
Okay.
All right.
Follow me, Doctor. We're walking here. Here's one for you, Doc.
Oh.
Okay, the coffee shop is right over here.
Okay.
Looks good. We should be able to get a place in here. I recommend the Hungry Man Cappuccino. It's got an egg and bacon in it. And that's real bacon.
Uh-huh.
Oh, look. Here's the seat right here.
Hey, Bob.
In this kind of environment, Dr. Musha.
Oh.
Jeez. Hi, Russell. Yeah. Look, I'm doing something right here now.
All right. Doing an interview, are you?
Yes.
Yeah, I won't keep you. I wouldn't want to interrupt.
Thanks, Russell. I appreciate that.
You know, I got to say, boy, I haven't been listening to the show.
Don't worry about that, Russell.
I can't. I'm busy on Saturday mornings. I'm taking up home pickling.
That's great, yeah, pickling.
You know, like eggs, pickled eggs.
Yep.
And, pickles. You know, like pickles, I guess you'd call them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about, like little cucumbers. Like dill pickles, right?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I was talking to my sister-in-law, and, Do you know Dick Bursey?
No, I don't.
Because he had an operation.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, yeah, he's up to the general hospital, you know, if you wanted to visit.
Mm.
They thought it was a boil, eh? And he went in to have it lanced. So once they got into it, watch out.
Hey, look, Russell, I can't talk now.
No, I'd love to talk about it, but the parking meter, right? And I got to run.
Right.
See ya.
Bye.
Meet me.
See you, Russell. Yeah.
Thank God for that. Now, Doctor, what of self-diagnosis when it comes to stupidity? I know that most ailments can be detected using only a hand mirror and a funnel. How am I to know?
Yes, self-awareness is a problem with the disease, though there are a couple of simple, pardon the pun, tests.
Well, I'm all ears.
Look, the next time you're stepping out of the shower, can I see your thumbs?
Yeah.
Ah, yes. This'll work well with you, yeah. The next time you step into the shower, stick your thumbs
in the mirror and see if you can make them.
As the late William Gaddis said, stupidity, and I don't mean ignorance, is the central issue of our time. The interview, unfortunately, cut short there by my batteries ran down. I didn't bring a backup set. Thought of something. In any event, Dr. Marchand had to rush to an emergency situation in Toronto. The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Stupidity, edited by Dr. Gertrude Marchand, published by UNSCHA University Press, probably available across the country.